Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It is Three Scoops a Day and a Free Therapy Thursday on Light 100.5 WRCH, presented by Thomaston Savings Bank. We have Dr. Elaine Ducharme on the phone with us. Now, yesterday, Lainey, we learned that Home Alone is the all-time favorite holiday movie or special. And in Home Alone, there's the scene where little Kevin goes up to Santa's elf and he says, "Would you pass along a message for me? And just tell him I don't need any gifts this year. I just want my family back."
Oh, that's such a great movie. It really is. And, you know, that's how I think everybody is feeling right now.
No question.
No question. I mean, the loneliness is at an all-time high. And with the way the numbers are going up, it doesn't seem like it's going to get any better. And so the first thing I want to do is, you know, a lot of us are being told, you know, we're all being told, please don't have large gatherings this year for Thanksgiving. And I know that's really hard, but I, as a nurse and a psychologist, I just want to put out a request that, you know, our healthcare workers are really, really feeling it.
They're overwhelmed.
They are, and we're getting calls from, you know, hospitals and nursing homes that are trying to put on support things for their staff. And we're just making a request, please, everybody, wear masks, stay away from other people that you're not with all the time, because it's so respectful, and it's a way that we can help stop this thing and make sure that next year we don't have any unnecessary empty chairs at our table.
And it's real, because, Lainey, I was telling you that we had about four or five volunteers helping us over at our warehouse for Christmas Wish last week. One of those was the doctor that's in charge of the ER at a local hospital, and Kent is a great Christmas Wish Connecticut volunteer. He looked exhausted. He just looked so tired. The work that they're putting in with the hospitalizations, with COVID and everything, we really do need to be respectful.
We really do, because, you know, if one of us gets sick, we're going to want them to be there for us. And we don't want to be in that position where we're hearing people say, oh, I should, you know, maybe I was wrong. I should have been wearing a mask. I made a mistake. You know, that's too late. So hopefully people will understand that even if we're going to feel a little bit lonely or alone at the holiday season, that this is a way that we can actually begin to start changing the culture in our country, be kind to each other, and really actually celebrate what Thanksgiving is all about. Out and be thankful that we have people that are there to care for us.
Absolutely.
So, you know, at this time, obviously, holidays make loneliness worse. The whole COVID thing is certainly triggering that. But there are other things that make it even more lonely. So while we're going through all of this, you know, people that are having their own personal struggles, like going through a divorce, this is a terrible time for families that are going through divorces or already divorced and, you know, they're not sure how to spend the holidays. And a lot of times the divorced parents, only one of them has the children for the day, and the other might normally be traveling to go visit family somewhere else, and they can't now. So, you know, people are really struggling. Being single can certainly be a factor of feeling more lonely. On the other hand, I'm sure you know some people who have been together but in a bad relationship, and it can feel worse. You can feel more alone in a bad relationship than if you were just by yourself. I think also recent losses of family members, we are starting to hear more and more people, and I personally know people who have lost family members and friends to COVID that have passed away, and And then certainly the weather. I mean, you know, today it is sunny out, but the seasonal affective disorder, it's cold, it's dark when I get up, it's dark when I finish work. And so a lot of people are affected by the weather. So I kind of want to make sure people understand that being alone is not the same thing as being lonely. It's a big difference, don't you think?
Absolutely, no question.
Yeah. So what can we do, right? So the first thing is that whenever possible, we can socialize safely. So whether it's in Zoom, you know, on a Zoom call or FaceTime and we're cooking together, we could go for walks and be outside with people. And that really helps. Just being outside, being among the trees, there's research that shows that that helps lift your mood. The other thing I really, really want to stress is be careful of social media.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, you get on Facebook or you get on these things and you look and it looks like everybody in the world is having a blast but you. And so be aware of the negative impact. There are positives. You can FaceTime with other friends and you can really use social media in a helpful way. But if it's depressing you, just take, you know, get away from it.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is our pets. They don't talk back to us.
That's true.
You know, they like to snuggle. They love getting treats. So make some special time on Thanksgiving. And go for a special hike. If you're by yourself, you know, take your dog for a hike, you know, go for a drive, snuggle up with a movie and, you know, with your pet and give each of you a treat. That can be really fun.
I actually bought turkey dog food for my dog. I'm like, it's November, and I think Zuzu deserves her own turkey feast. So for the bag of food that I bought the turkey food.
That's hysterical. That's really cute. I know somebody who told me they drive through Starbucks and they each get a coffee, and I was shocked. They said, "You're not giving your dog coffee." Of course not. You know, that's absolutely forbidden for dogs. She said, "No, they make a special treat that they put into a cup."
Aww.
And it was like sort of a whipped creamy kind of thing that was the pet safe, and her dog would have his treat while she had
that's
hers,
awesome.
Which was really sweet. The other thing is check with your, you know, your church, your synagogue, a community organization, and see if there's somebody that needs a phone call in your community.
Mm-hmm.
That can, first of all, it makes them feel like $1 million that somebody cared. And when we volunteer, I think it makes us feel better. So, you know, whether it's delivering a meal or just that phone call, we can really reach out and help. One other thing I think might be helpful is, you know, if you're going to be by yourself, use your time well. Maybe clean out a drawer, clean your closet, transfer things, and do it while you're listening to all the wonderful Christmas music at WRCA.
Aww.
Because that just makes you feel better.
It does.
While I was waiting to get online, Mike, you were playing such a beautiful song. I was just sitting there. It just totally relaxed me.
Changes your mood. Music can do that.
Absolutely. And then finally, you know, take care of yourself. We know that eating right, certainly we're all eating a little bit more chocolate, maybe having a little more wine, but really watch that. Get some exercise and absolutely get enough sleep because that really does make a difference in our mood. And if none of this is working and you're still feeling sad, certainly reach out to a psychologist or another mental health professional because we are out there waiting and we're on, you know, on Zoom and we're able to talk with you and give you some other tips to help get you through and determine what might be the best things for you.
You know, Lainey, I had one more thought because since March we've been trying to keep our parents safe, so we really haven't been able to connect, you know, so much with our parents. And I was thinking, what a great opportunity to sit down and to write a Christmas card or a letter to your parents, remembering all the great traditions and things that you had as a family growing up, and just to reminisce and to connect that way with them.
Oh, what a wonderful idea, Mike.
Well, thank you.
You know, that is fantastic. I wonder if you could also you'd know how to do this. I would mess it up. But you could put in some pictures and make a little video.
Oh, that would be really nice, yeah, with some photos from Christmas mornings. That's great.
Absolutely. Oh, Mike, you've really got me thinking. I'm going to try and figure this one out.
All right. Well, if people
I'm the parent, but I can send it to my grandkids, too.
There you go. If someone would like to get in touch with you, Lainey, how can they do that?
DrElaineDeSharm.com. Everybody have a safe and happy Thanksgiving.